You're listening to SBS News.
Democrats have started presenting their opening arguments in the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump, accusing him of using the power of his office to cheat in the upcoming election. Mr. Trump is accused of withholding military aid from Ukraine to pressure his Ukrainian counterpart, Volodymyr Zelensky, to announce an investigation into Democrat Joe Biden, his potential presidential opponent. Adam Schiff, the head of the prosecution team from the House of Representatives, took the floor on the Senate after lawmakers were told to remain silent during the historic proceedings. The California Democrat argued that a president as lawless as Mr. Trump should be removed from office.
A president this unapologetic, this lawless, this unbound to the Constitution, and the oath of office must be removed from that office, lest he continue to use the vast presidential powers at his disposal to seek advantage in the next election.
Democrats argue Mr. Trump was trying to find dirt on Mr. Biden and his son Hunter, who had served on the board of a Ukrainian gas company, to help the Republican president win a second term. The case focuses on a telephone call on July the 25th, in which Mr. Trump asked the Ukrainian president to open a corruption investigation into the Bidens, as well as a discredited theory that Ukraine, not Russia, meddled in the 2016 US election. Mr. Trump denies committing impeachable offences, describing the phone calls with his Ukrainian counterpart as perfect.
It's such a hoax. I think it's so bad for our country when we have the head of the World Trade Organization here and he has to listen to this nonsense about a call that was perfect that nobody talks about. I never see them talking about the transcription. I never see them talking about the call because there's nothing to say. You read it. Somebody should just sit there and read it and everybody's going to say, "You mean that's an impeachable event?"
Mr. Trump is almost certain to be acquitted by the Republican-controlled 100-member Senate, where a two-thirds majority is needed to remove him from office. But how the trial will affect Mr. Trump's November re-election bid is unclear. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham criticised the House managers and Senate Democrats ahead of their opening arguments.
"Working with my Democratic colleagues, I tried to give Mueller the space to do his job, and I told the president to his face, if it's proven you work with the Russians, or you sought something from the Russians and got it, that's it for me and you. Now, the same people that patted me on the back are asking me to railroad the guy, to legitimize a process in the House that will destroy the presidency over time. I will not be part of that."
Democrats have up to 3 days to make their case. Trump's defense team will have 3 days after that for a rebuttal in a trial that could potentially conclude next week. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.